Well, we're just, today is a day really to focus on more on the Patriots than anything else, just to work on things that we need to work on based on the first three games, practice situations, just things that have come up along the way that we need to, clean up, go back, talk about a little bit, do a better job of coaching, do a better job of executing them on the field, understanding the situations and in a way taking care of some problems behind us, but also, trying to move forward into things that, we think could benefit us in the future. So that's kind of where we're at today.
Day to practice outside?
Probably inside today. Let's see if we can work on our timing and our execution a little bit. Got a couple of games coming up inside, so.
You guys announced a trade for Jonathan Bostic yesterday. What traits does he have that makes you interested to want to work with him?
Jonathan's been a productive player. He was very productive in college. Started a bunch of games for the Bears. He's played both inside and outside in a 4-3. Athletic, runs well, smart. So, playing a kicking game. So, I think he can potentially give us depth on all four downs.
How much time did you spend with him when he was in Florida, when you went down to Florida?
Day. I mean, there are other players there too. Evans, the other linebacker, Jelani Jenkins. They have a few guys.
David Guglielmo said on Monday that Tom has done a really good job of helping to bring along David Andrews. What goes into that sort of relationship between center and quarterback, especially one with as much experience as Tom has versus one who has as little pro experience as David does?
I think it's just, them being on the same page, snap count, defensive identification, things like that, which, in this league can be challenging. And then when you throw crowd noise into it or fast tempo, just making sure that both the line and the quarterback see it the same way. It's not necessarily a right or a wrong there. It's just making sure we're on the same page. I mean, we could do it sometimes either way, or one way has a certain advantage, another way has a different advantage, but just making sure that we all have that. Changing up the snap count, using different, timing on the counts so that the defense can't jump the snaps, particularly on the road. That's, again, just it's being on the same page. So, of course, Tom's been in a lot of those situations. David's very quick to pick it up, and he's played center a long time, so I don't think there's a lot. Maybe it's new for him. It's just, again, all of us getting on the same page.
Phil, though, it's only been three games for those guys, the rookies in particular. The volume of snaps that they've had since the start of training camp, in preseason, and now these first 3 weeks, the rookies understood, but are they ahead of other classes of rookies you've had at that position in the past and guys you bring in, just the number of reps they've had from the start?
Yeah, I mean, they've had more reps than, than anybody at any position. I mean, they're, literally, they haven't missed a day. They took a ton of snaps in the spring, ton of snaps in training camp, had a lot of snaps in practice. Wendy has only been able to practice a very limited amount for us, so, but he's been on the roster since the start of the season. I mean, forget about training camp, but, so those guys took a lot of snaps just due to kind of our lack of depth in there. Chris Barker was out for a while. They played all the preseason games, played quite a bit in all of them. So, and they keep getting better with more reps and more experience in there. So, but they've taken a lot of snaps. I can't imagine anybody's taken more than what those guys have anywhere. I mean, the volume is high.
Bill,
Phil, did you notice a high football IQ with those guys right away?
Yeah, you know, they all come from different backgrounds. You know, Shaq's probably one of the better run blockers, you know, we've evaluated. But he was, you know, obviously behind in the pass protection. Part of it is because of their system. But, you know, you saw him at the Senior Bowl and, you know, in the workouts. And certainly as we've gone through the whole pass protection thing here, whether it be individual techniques or schemes, games, that kind of thing. Again, he gets better all the time. You know, Trey's played in the same offense Stork did, obviously. So, you know, maybe a little further ahead in the passing game. But, again, I don't think anybody's further ahead than Shaq is. Could be in the running game. You know, and Andrew's a really productive player in a, you know, really good conference. Played against a lot of good people. He's played center all his life. So, really played an East-West game. You know, I thought he showed well there. And he's just a good football player. So, yeah, they're all different. But they've kind of meshed together well, you know, both on and off the field, the communication, and they're kind of getting a feel for playing with each other. So, long way to go, but definitely making progress.
Well, you've always had a close eye on penalties and keeping them down. Well, it's just a three-game sample, but you're down, I think, 8 penalties this year. I was just wondering how much of a focus there's been this year and where you would assess your team's discipline with regard to keeping the penalties down.
We always try to play penalty-free, so we haven't had very many on defense. We had quite a few in our first two games in the kicking game. Played penalty-free last week, and now we've had, you know, too many on offense. So,
is that one advantage of having like a bye week, like you said, one of the areas you can?
I mean, we need to work on everything. Yeah, that's sure. That's on the list. So is everything else.
Coach, a lot of people have already started comparing this year's team to the 2017 that you coached. I'm just wondering how much you dislike that kind of chatter.
We don't compare ourselves to anybody. We just try to go out there and improve, do a good job, get ready for Dallas next week.
Coach, Devin the other day said he left some plays out on the field. But has he done I know you don't like to see a lot of specific players necessarily, but has he done a good job in terms of coordinating the back?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Devin's one of our best players. Does a great job of preparation. Communication, he has a really good understanding of the entire secondary. He plays or has played all those positions, corners, you know, played down in some of our sub-packages with, you know, and DeRon's in there. So, you know, he's played inside, played outside, played deep, played short. So he's has a good working and communication relationship with all those guys, including the linebackers, a lot of experience, and you know, he's definitely kind of our quarterback of the secondary.
Guys, let's take two more.
Is that especially important this year with the amount of newcomers you have at corner?
I mean, it's important every year. I mean, yeah, it was important last year. I mean, those guys had never been in our system last year. I mean, other than Kyle, but, you know, and Logan, obviously, but I'm talking about, you know, Revis, Brown, or Malcolm. Yeah, it's always important.
Phil, I was wondering what you thought of the development of Joe Cardona, who stepped in as a rookie in a very high-pressure position.
You know, I think Joe has improved a lot from, you know, back when we saw him at the Combine, all the way back in February. There were some things that we worked with him on then, and then later on when we worked him out in March, and you know, he's just continued to improve on a lot of those things. Again, the pump protection in this league is a lot different than what most colleges use, and being able to see all the things that are happening inside, the different twists, movements, the way, you know, the return teams hold people up, and so, I mean, it's kind of a game within a game in there. So, you know, he's done a really good job of learning those techniques, working on them. Bubba and Joe, you know, done a great job working with him every day on that. And, you know, he's definitely improving. You know, he's coming along. It's, You know, he's been solid there. He's given us some plays in coverage, going back to preseason. But you know, he's shown up in some coverage situations too. So, you know, still a long way to go. I mean, he's got a lot that he can improve on. But I'd say he's also come a long way since, not just since we've had him, but since kind of he's, you know, turned the corner in the whole process of, you know, working out for teams and working out in the spring and kind of, you know, being an NFL snapper as opposed to being a college snapper.
All right.
Good. Okay. All right. Have a good weekend.